I hate ads.
Me too.
I hate ads. I listen to the very podcast that everybody listens to. Every Wednesday it comes out. Yep. I listen to it on Spotify. And I go, another ad?
One more?
But you know what?
What?
Let me tell you something.
Give it to me.
We upload Wednesdays, today's episode right now.
Uh-huh.
We uploaded this to Patreon with no ads.
Zero ads.
And
what?
Not only that,
what?
You get the Friday episode free. So you get two episodes a week, both no ads.
Both no ads.
No ads.
And how much is it? It's got to be $2,000.
Man.
What?
I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
$5 a month.
$5.
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
You paid more for valet last night at a carbonara spot.
You didn't even love it.
No.
Carbonara sucked.
Yeah.
T-bone steak sucked.
$5 a month.
$5. I mean, I can't even believe we're doing this. We might be losing money.
Might be. Are you kidding me?
Guys, listen. Everyone yells at us, you hate ads. So we open it up for you guys. Wednesday and Friday, ad-free. Friday, bonus episode. Wednesday, regular episode, ad-free.
It's our just Patreon. Uninterrupted riffs.
That's it. Guys, patreon.com/stiffsockspod. And if you're an Apple listener, just scan your face and it populates into your freaking catalog.
Well,
it's that easy.
You can also sign up for both for free and get a little trial. Try it out. See if this is for you.
Yeah.
No stakes. No stakes. No nothing.
Let me
try this. Let me see if I like Wednesday's episode. With no because the ad reads are funny. Let me see if I like them.
Honestly, they are.
Let me see if
funny.
I like them. Man, you know, they say once you go Patreon, you never go away-treon. You never go away.
You don't go away-treon.
You don't go away. So, listen, some of you guys love the ads. I don't mind doing them. I think they're funny. But if you want uninterrupted one-hour riffs for every Wednesday and Friday episode, go to patreon.com/stiffsockspod.
And if you're an Apple listener, again, scan your face. Boom, bang, bang. Super easy.
Harry Jowsey's here. You had a black eye this weekend. Harry Jowsey, hot.
No, I wasn't with a black eye this weekend.
What?
You said I was with a black guy this weekend?
Black eye.
Oh, yeah. Same.
That's
I
next
was
weekend.
With a black eye.
Yeah. Good for you. Wait, hold on.
Nah, bro, it's so bad. So I, you know, got afraid that my hair was going to start disappearing.
Yep.
Like I'm 27, you know, nearly 30.
Yeah.
Are you not on finasteride, nothing?
Not yet.
Dude, you got to start popping
coke?
That shit, dude.
Well, I'm about to start. Yeah, I'm going to get more of it. But I was like, one of my friends has his hair clinic. And I was like.
Oh, Turkey?
No, it's over here in Beverly Hills. Same.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't got to fly to Turkey?
You don't have to do that
for
anymore.
For a clinic?
But
he's going for a once over. He's not flying to go do it.
Yeah, I'm not getting the plugs.
Yeah. So what are they doing? Just like roasting your ass? But yeah, nah, you're losing some shit right here.
Big ass forehead, bitch.
You got to put some mulch over there.
But they do this shit called PRP where they pull out your blood, spit it, put the white blood.
Spit in it?
My buddies do that. You know Yasser? Yasser Lesser, the comic?
Yes.
Dude, he had his hair was receding or whatever, did the fucking spinny thing back.
Wait. They reverse your blood and it just.
Yeah, and then big ass needles start injecting. Bro, laughing gas, Valium, best day of my life. Like it was insane.
You had to do both?
Huh?
You had to do both?
Nah, I was just
offering
just,
it.
They just gave it to me.
Yeah.
Oh, but they said you gave you value.
They're like, love your videos and just plugged you up with some value.
Yeah. They're like, you're going to love this.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the same thing happen at a dentist guy.
Like
love your work. And he's like, you want some laughing ass? I was like, why not?
Yeah, dude. I had my boy. I like, when they'd leave the room, I'm like, bro, suck on this. And then
get a hit.
Whoa,
what was he talking on?
You were with a black guy.
He is black, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, his name's Dom.
Oh, I know him.
Yeah.
So how does this allude to you getting a bruise under your eye from a white or black man?
Dude, so apparently right after you're not meant to work out or fly or take the headband off. And those are three things that
I
did.
They gave you a headband?
Yeah, I had a headband under here because apparently like the fluid from all the like the numbing shit that like comes down your face. Okay. But if you have a headband, it goes to the back of your head.
So you just look like you're just hooping all day?
And dissolves, yeah. I was like, damn, this
look
is
like
sick.
AR-15 all day?
So wait, let me go back a step. So they reverse the blood in your head and it grows the hair back?
No. They pull your blood out. They put it in a machine. They spin it. They get the white blood cells. Like I did it in my knee and it fixed my knee. Like it was crazy. It's crazy. But it like repairs your shit.
I'm going to put this shit in my dick and just see what happens.
They do it. They do it.
What do you mean?
They do it. It's a thing.
What if you
white blood cells
too
with other white cells?
What?
We all talked at once.
No, but no, I'm saying because
auto engineer is about to kill himself.
Does it reverse it?
What if it got smaller?
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
What if you put it in there and went back to baby?
It gets thicker and like, I wouldn't.
Why the fuck are we here? We need to be there,
dude. I was like, let's go to Turkey. My head, quick.
The other head, yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, so how big was the needle they put in your neck?
I'll show you.
You have a photo?
It was, I was like high as shit.
100% gonna be a black dick on a
Yeah. Literally. No, and they micro-needle your hairline. Do you know what that is?
No.
They're just like a, pretty much like a tattoo gun and they just like, fucking make your head bleed. Dude, okay. Best thumbnail for Snapchat.
I was yes.
Dude, look at this shit.
Can I have it?
Dude.
What the?
Oh, shit.
Dude, you know what's bullshit is you even made a hair transplant surgery look hot. Go to that last photo. If I'm a lady and I get that, I'm like, oh, fuck, Harry.
It's so good.
What? See? Bro, like a photo like that?
Yeah.
Am I gay? What's happening?
Yeah, well, first of all, yes. But second of all, that is, yeah, if I'm a girl, I'm definitely, because you look, really? You look like a man that needs help.
Dude, look at how big the needle is, though.
Look how big your dick is.
Oh, my God. That looks like the ones you see on Skid Row.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Hold on, where is it? Where is it? Oh, bro, dude.
And that just goes in your head?
No.
Yeah. Did you put this? You put that on Snapchat?
Yeah.
What? Oh, dude, my shit gets taken out if I say fuck, and you're putting a needle in there?
Yeah. And my cuff.
Hold on, I must have missed that.
Okay, so you're flying.
Yeah, fly. Oh, so
headband on.
So yeah, here's me immediately after, headband high out of my mind, having the best day ever. Right, and then I'm like,
isn't that funny? You slick your hair back with a headband. You think you just did jujitsu?
Yeah, you literally look like Austin Reeves.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. And then I get on the flight, and my head starts going a bit crazy.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And I was like, what is going on? Right, and
bro, then you look like Luca back in the day,
dude. Then I don't need Botox. I'm like, this is great. Immediately after the flight,
and you're flying to Miami with that.
Yeah, then I look like JD Vance.
Oh, bro, he's getting cooked.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, but then, I get off.
The vice president catching strays is so funny. Yeah.
Bro, then I get off the flight that night. I had to meet fans. We had like an event where it's like meeting everyone, taking photos.
Bro, you look like you're about to yell, like, hey, you guys.
Yeah. You look like the Goonie. You look like the Goonie dudes for
hey
sure.
Hey, you guys.
Bro, then the next morning I wake up and then I'm like, okay, cool. This is sick.
You look like Jeff from the barbershop.
Jeff, we love you. Jeff, no. Of course.
No,
because Harry didn't say it. You said it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, we love you. Jeff was on his podcast recently. He was on here. We love you. We love Jeff. We love Jeff.
Then the next day, I'm with like a bunch of girls and
flex.
You know how it is.
And I don't. I have no idea what's happening. Yeah. No. Talk about it. Can you show me pictures of that?
Dude, so you're with a bunch of chicks looking like the Michelin man.
No. Like, we're all by the pool, like, whatever else. And then I got my glasses on. I'm like, oh, yeah, sick. And then as soon as I take it off, they're like, what is wrong with your head?
Holy shit. Yeah, so,
dude, you literally look like you have croissants on your eyes.
Yeah, next day, dude, like, it was like.
Legit. I thought you, like, slipped and fell or, like, no, fought but, someone.
Dude, I wish. I was telling the girls at this, because it was the whole unwell spring break weekend.
Yeah.
And all these, like, girls are coming up. And they're like, damn, you're going to be fine. I was like, can we start, like, a crazy rumor? Like, can we do that? And, like, get in the comments if you see someone, if someone asks, just say, like, craziest shit happened. And I got fucking beat up and it's sick.
So that's all from a needle?
Yeah, so like all the fluid, again, should I have the headband on, came down in my face. I fell asleep on this side, so the fluid went into that eye.
Holy so does the headband, shit. This might be a dumb question, but the headband for real holds the fluid back? Is it that tight or something?
Yeah, it's mental. It's not that, it's just like
yeah,
it's
but what's,
meant to put
what's worse, okay. Looking like that or wearing a headband in the club?
That's what I'm saying.
They just think you're like AI in his prime, Iverson. Like a headband in the club is almost worse because they're like,
it's embarrassing.
What are you, huh?
What are you
fresh
doing?
Off a court here? Some Lululemons on? That's crazy, man. And I forget, you have a girlfriend right now? Yes or no?
I kind of see in someone.
Okay, great.
Maybe.
Great.
Okay, great. Good
fantastic.
Answer.
I don't know. Yeah, well, you're talking like JD Vince. All over the fucking place.
Yeah.
You're talking like he actually did get in a fight this weekend.
Yeah.
I was just curious because, like, if you were in Miami, which we'll just move right past. I was going to say, if you're in Miami with a face like that, were you still able to?
Nah.
Good.
I was.
Great.
I should've.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
You're in love.
There you go.
You don't need to.
I don't know.
Love's a strong word.
Great. Yeah.
Strong word. I don't know.
I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble? Yeah. I feel like every time I talk to you, you're in trouble, though.
Yeah, nah, I am. How are you doing?
Do you enjoy
on my own podcast? Like, where are you from? Where did you get into comedy?
Yeah. Where do we meet again?
I feel you, man. Podcasting is men is, for the most part, that's anytime I've ever been in trouble in a relationship, it's from like, she's like, well, did you know you said on a podcast? And I go, yep. Then I rewatch it with like her vision on it. I go,
bad.
Yep, not a great look.
Literally, I can't do it. Yeah.
And the thing is, too, you watch it back and you go, yeah, I fucked up.
Well,
and it's like, it's in 4K.
Well, that was the thing as well. I was trying to keep it like private. And then she was like, well, you know, people are going to figure out that you're talking about me. And then, but whatever. It doesn't
okay.
matter.
Have you, never mind.
Who have I fucked? What were you about to
no,
say?
No, I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to say.
How'd you lose your virginity? Let's do something fun.
In a didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Down under.
Kangaroo? No, I was just.
Yeah. Dude, wow. Kangaroo's got two pussies.
Dude, I was telling him, I was like, it's annoying. No, Harry's funny and a good looking guy. And you're like, what? Like, what?
Skinny legs.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I got skinny legs too, but I'm also 5'8", so it's a really big problem.
I got no ass.
You got no ass? Me neither.
Yeah, but do girls like that? I think they do, actually. Girls like the baseball built guys.
Is that, do they, have they,
well, girls watch guys play baseball and be like, oh, he's got man ass. You ever heard of man ass?
No, I haven't looked at a man out. Well, you know,
you're a liar. Yeah, you've never watched football or in our country soccer, whatever the fuck.
I've watched it all.
Yeah.
They
got
good asses.
They got great asses.
It's like squares.
It's
though.
Okay.
Something about it. I think the women see him. They're like, this man can support a family or at least hold a child
or hold me.
Yeah, well, dude, because like
okay, you're squat.
You probably you both of you guys have never probably had this because you're buff men. But like, I remember one time there was a woman in the sexual escapade of the world, and I was like, oh, it would be funny like hold you like and try that standing up. She's like, do you think you can like hold me? Has like a woman ever like doubted your strength? Like this happened to me.
Pick him up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm like yeah, because I'm.
But you're also like 6'3" something shit.
Yeah,
four?
But I've got a thing in my brain where I'm like, I just want to make sure that like if they've never been fucked like this in their life, I want to be able to pick them up. And it's like for 10 seconds, and I'm out of breath.
Goddamn.
Yeah, you try it real quick, and then you're like, this isn't any better.
It's not fun.
I watched the porn where the dude turned like holding her as she's sucking his dick, and she's like holding her. Like,
and that's
standing?
How you get a puffy eye.
Yeah,
that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
One of my boys, pink guy? Yeah. My big black guy, was on the upside down.
Holy shit, dude, you're holding on to the dick in the mouth. Like, oh, I can't go any farther. All right. That's legit pink eye. The pinkest of eye you can get. if it's a chick.
Yeah, all right.
Chick.
Yeah, I was like,
if it's a chick doing it.
Women, hot.
Chick doing it.
Yeah, chick sucking dick.
But, but if you have skinny legs, you think a woman is doubting your strength?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
I think also like I'm out of breath all the time.
What do you think
that
about?
No, I'm not.
Do you vape?
I'm not. Nah, I actually stopped nicotine. Yeah.
Mm. How did you feel?
Well, you know what? This is a really crazy story. It was legitimately the day my dad died. So I was like, I'm going to feel shit anyway. So I'm going to stop everything I'm addicted to.
Oh. Honestly smart.
Yeah. Really
and I'm smart. Sorry if to hear parents, that your dad passed.
It happens. You guys are next.
It does happen. are we next to die or our father? Fuck, dude. Hold on.
Have you still got your parents?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one got him.
Holy shit. I hope this isn't one of those clips where people go online and they go, this aged poorly. Dun, dun, dun. I still got both my parents. I love them dearly. I just saw them the other night.
The best.
Damn, man. Hold on to that. Full shitty?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Give your dad a hug. If you could call him. We should do it right now because I can't call mine. He's in a jar above under my TV.
Is he in like a jar?
Yeah.
What type
is
of jar?
A nice jar? Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Like a Miracle Whip jar, some cool.
I wonder can you look at what the weirdest thing people ever put ashes in?
Condom.
People put them in butt plugs.
Did they really?
Yeah, there's butt plugs with capsules in it.
I might try that.
Well, dude, there's enough ashes to go. You can put it in multiple things.
Yeah,
we threw a bunch out as well.
Like in the trash?
No. Or like too much weight? Are you at the airport? Like, it's too heavy. You gotta take a scoop out.
Fuck it.
Yeah, Dad. Sorry, brother.
Oh, geez. Where did you toss them out?
It was on a beach somewhere. Oh, somewhere. In New Zealand. It was really nice. Like, my sisters like did their thing, and then they scattered some more, and then I got to take mine over. But apparently it's like, it's really, well, we had to have a certificate to say human remains, because they like go through your shit. And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, and then I was like,
I'd be like, it's just whey.
Yeah.
Just whey isolate, a little bit of chocolate whey.
Yeah.
Right?
Same thing.
Could you imagine he like dips a pinky in it? He's like, we're making sure it's not cocaine. You're like, that's my father.
Yeah.
Like, we're making sure he wasn't cocaine.
Right there, yeah.
I should have mixed it in.
That's
how you get it across the border.
Yeah, so you brought a bag back and then.
Yeah, bag and a thing. And then I had a jar and I was like, all right, here you go, Dad.
Well, when you say jar, like a
mason,
but it's like a little one. Yeah, but yeah, it's like made of steel, and then it's got like a Celtic cross on it because he made one of those at some point, and I was like, I don't know, pick that design.
Some of these are pretty crazy. Vinyl records, fireworks, tattoos, ammunition.
You can put it in a tattoo.
Cool.
Yeah, what?
That's actually kind of sick, honestly. Yeah, can I see him? That's actually really cool.
I don't know if I'd want my dad inside me. You know?
Really? He went inside me so many times, though.
Yeah, really?
Oh my God. Back in the shed.
Might bring back memories. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It was just my uncle that was jumping.
Maybe like one dot.
Yeah, my uncle was a little handsy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I was cute, though.
I'm probably going to go to a gender reveal and do mine there.
Wait, did you see the guy? They opened his opened his ashes while they were skydiving and it just like kept going?
Yes. What? I think I did see that.
Yeah.
Hold on. What?
they were gonna toss him out of a helicopter, I think, and then the bag opened. But it's like literally a clown trick. Like it's like keeps on going and going and going.
How big was this dude?
Yeah,
it's actually crazy. Like how much ashes you can get from a dead body.
Really?
Like my dad had six kids. Yeah, this one. My dad had six kids. And he, like, there was just so much human. I'm like, Dad, what are you doing, brother?
Was he a bigger guy?
No, he, like, hadn't eaten for 2 months before he died. Look how crazy this is.
Oh, my.
Isn't this?
That's so much.
It's like, relax.
No, this is not
imagine,
real.
Yeah, no, it is. Like, but, like, imagine you just, got a car wash and then you're parked beneath this. Is there a fire?
Yeah. What is going on?
Like, well, I'm really for real Shaq's ashes. How much fucking ashes?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Dude, but imagine being the ashes. Like that's a pretty painful fall.
Wait. Okay, so this is.
Yeah.
The tattoos, I'm not going to lie, is actually a pretty cool idea.
Really? I just remembered this. When I was in Virginia Beach doing shows, not a flex, wouldn't be at all, but there was a girl who got her dog's ashes tattooed in her.
Is that you get rabies?
You get something. Yeah, you get something.
You turn into a bitch.
Literally. Yeah, you start barking at a mailman. Yeah. But I remember she took the ashes and like put it. I just remember that. Well, you'll see it on TikTok in a month. Anyways, I don't know, but I just remember that. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dad passing. I know it's sometimes easier to, you know, make light of it in jokes, but like that does suck, man.
No,
so,
it wasn't fun. Don't
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I plan on doing it.
Yeah. A year and a half.
If they tell you like be in the room when it happens, don't do it. Like it was horrible.
Sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he went through assisted dying because he was like, yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get out of here. It's a thing. It's apparently not a thing in America.
How did he make that call?
Well, he just was like, hey guys, I'm gonna leave the chat. Can I get out?
Oh no.
No.
Just like randomly? No, like he was like playing basketball and the next day, you know what?
One final. The boys, he's like, fuck this.
I've done this.
This sucks. I'm gonna check out. Now he had a bunch of shit going on with his body and he had a cancer. It was like terminal. And they're like, oh, you've got like 3 to 6 months. And he's like, well, I'm not doing chemo. Fuck that. I'm like,
really?
I'm like, okay.
Is that because he's Australian? Like, does that feel like...
I think he was just... Dude, this motherfucker is so crazy. He had do not resuscitate tatted on his chest. So I was
really?
Like...
Really? Dog ashes?
Yeah.
Do not resuscitate?
Yeah. I was like, I had a pretty good idea that he was like, he wanted to go. Like, he was ready to check out. Like he was like 70. It's actually not that old.
You know, I was thinking about the other day. You know, they say like a cigarette. Yeah, that's not. You know, they say a cigarette takes 11 minutes off your life. Yeah.
Who the fuck knows
you
that?
Heard that?
These scientists suck.
Yeah, but then you see like a Chinese man and he's like 193 and you're like, how old was this dude supposed to live?
Yeah. What's in the cigarettes?
Yeah.
He's smoking.
He's trying to take himself out. He's like, I am too fucking old.
Yeah.
Right. Put me out of this. He's darting him back.
But dude, that's a good question. Because if he's like 103, he's probably supposed to live till he's 326.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's a turtle.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. A turtle, yeah.
Yeah.
Something going on. Those promises.
Hawk 2 is free.
Hawk 2 is back.
Can you pull
she's
that
back.
Up?
Yeah,
she's
pull
back.
That up.
Was
yeah.
she out of jail? What happened?
She's
Where'd she
free?
Go? Was she in hiding?
Well, I don't understand.
What is this?
I don't understand.
Wait.
This video.
It's a cross. I'm already out.
Oh, God.
Her caption was what I'd miss.
Well, probably
what I miss. Prison time.
Yeah.
You get a new editor. This fucking blows.
This sucks. Yeah. Fucking iMovie ass edit. Cut. Let's do that again.
I don't know. I
is not missing. She's pregnant.
Oh, I mean, get another
get
editor.
Belly. What? You got all that money from scamming these people. You couldn't have bought a fake belly.
Or get knocked
horrible.
Up.
Yeah.
She's gone long enough.
How is your dad gone and she's still alive? This is fucking awful.
Wow. That was good. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Goddamn. Man. I think if you're her and you take a big gap, people are going to move on. I mean, I don't know, but I think if you're, you got
to
just stay in it. The second you ease up, people are
she's
like,
she's going to clap at that Ashton Hall guy.
Dude, that's all people fucking care about right now is Ashton Hall.
It's crazy.
And it's like this, you've seen it obviously, yeah?
Yeah, dude, I pretty much just
do you know him? Really?
Well, no, I found him at
on
7,
your phone,
7
naked?
Million followers and I was like, this guy's got it.
Dude, sometimes I do it with a hot chick.
He's going to be him.
I do that with a hot chick sometimes. I'll like see a chick on my like explore page and I'm like, man, I could probably DM her. We could probably go out sometime. I hit her page and she's like 50 million followers. I was like, oh, this is Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
But like I see people that are like a famous actress and I'm like, yeah, I might shoot my shot with her just off the photo. Yeah. And you're like, oh, this is like the biggest actress in like London.
J-Lo.
Yeah. And yeah, I had no idea.
Dude, there's so many people with massive followings. No it's idea. Insane. It's bro, you're like a famous kazoo player. Like, how the fuck are you famous dude, with kazoo?
That's what I was
with
like, that mouth, like Spanish people, like Brazilian people. They have so many.
Just Brazilian people.
Well, also, yeah, but like, generally,
no.
But,
they have so many followers. There's so many of them.
Spanish artists, like, there's so, like, when I heard first heard of Peso Pluma, I was like, how big is this guy really? If you go to his page, it's like 70 million followers. Like, how did I not know who this was at the time?
Engaged. They're so engaged. Like, oh my God. This girl, Teeny, and apparently she's like the Spanish Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana.
Spanish Hannah Montana is a great title. Like, Spanish Montana. Spanish Montana. That's, but like in my stupid delusional brain, like if I just see a hot chick on the Explore page, I'm like, whoa. We would probably have a chance together.
Yeah.
And she's like literally the Queen of England. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
The Queen of England?
What?
It's Meghan Markle.
Yeah, she could be in the future.
True.
Yeah, you don't think it could be in the future?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. How does that work? Are you like, can you go from a duchess to a queen? How many people have to die before you?
How does it work?
I don't have an accent. I don't fucking know.
I'm Australian. Yeah, we're convicts. We got kicked out of England.
You're right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, fuck us.
You guys are isolated. What part of Australia?
Central Queensland. This place called Yeppoon.
Damn, you got Yeppoon? Really Australian when you said that.
Did I really?
Yeppoon?
Yeah, Yeppoon. Pull it up. No. Yeah, this is literally nothing there.
What's the stereotype on Australian women? Because I feel like I went to Sydney and I was like, I thought it was going to be mind-blowing. Maybe it was in the wrong place. I was like, this is cool.
Wait, what do you mean? What's wrong?
In America, Australian women are like known to be like the hottest people in the world. But I think
every time you meet an Australian chick in LA, you're like, oh my God, it must be a whole country full of that. And you go there and you're like, huh.
Well, yeah, but just normal people. Like, I feel like the hot ones are kind of in, like, the Gold Coast or Sydney, but, like, or maybe where
I also was walking around like everywhere. A tourist here. I was walking around, like, Bondi Beach looking, like, for, like, that's, just, like, there. Is that, like, your guys, like, Hollywood?
Times Square type shit.
Or, like, Santa Monica Pier?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, Bondi Beach.
I was walking around, like, where's all the fucking local hot chicks?
Yeah, they're not going to be there.
No. There's just a bunch of fat men with binoculars.
Looking at what? Burgers?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that's why you couldn't see them. You stared at these fat guys.
Like, I had binoculars too. I was like, man, I thought they were tits at first. So you haven't seen the Ashton Hall video.
No.
The one on Twitter.
I haven't seen the full one.
Dude, I've been watching this guy for months.
Dude.
I can't follow him.
So.
He's just too good. Also, have you seen his balls?
What?
Well, this is what I want. Do you say balls or bowls?
Brother. The video of him running, his nuts are like billy goat nuts. Pull it up. Like I saw.
Oh, like one of those dogs that's not neutered. Oh, I get self-conscious when I see a dog receiving a balls.
Like running, and I was with someone. I forgot who I was with. We were looking at it, and they're like, look at his fucking nuts. Like, this guy is purebred. Yeah.
Like, it hits you in the face in Miami.
Yeah. Look at the gentleman, though. Like, I mean, look at him. But you expect him to have rotund balls. He probably
rotund is crazy.
Yeah.
What does that word mean?
It's just round.
Okay.
Bro's been reading. But I saw this guy. Somebody like outed him today. They found like his old eviction notice. It says he's 5'5".
He's
nuts.
Not tall.
Look at his nuts. Look at that.
He's got that pit bull bulge.
Yeah, bro, like a billy goat. Have you seen goats?
But 5'5"?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he has to have that at 5'5".
Well, I mean,
his build is crazy.
But my man, why do you think he looks like that? Because he's 5'5". If he was your height, he wouldn't look
impossible.
Like that.
Impossible.
He'd be working at H&R Block.
Yeah. But this video literally has, what's it at now? It's at like 800 million views.
It's so annoying.
Because
we're working on like a brand deal with that tape company, and then this goes off, and I'm like, yeah.
A brand deal?
Fuck.
Go to Home Depot. Fucking buy some scotch.
What's the weirdest thing in your guys' morning routine?
I don't really have a weird thing in my morning routine. I
talk to my cat like a lonely idiot.
No, I jump on this like trading call at 6 a.m. every day.
Also, fun fact, you live in, can we say it? The old apartment? I think you've said it, right?
Yeah.
Your old apartment, Quavo used to live in there. Migos. He gets like Quavo's mail.
So angry at me.
Really?
So angry.
What the fuck?
Hold on, you have Quavo's? You live in Quavo's?
Old apartment.
How much fucking money do you make?
A lot. I went there. It's a nice place.
Dude, he's so angry at me.
Are you guys just text? He's man, did you get my Postmates?
I was like, this is an original message, 29th of August. What's good, bro? I moved into your old spot. I'm still getting sent your State Farm insurance. Just want to give you a heads up so you don't miss any payments or anything. So then, no reply.
Quavo missing payments?
He probably thought you were the feds.
Yeah.
Well, like then I get sent, like Central C sent him a bunch of shit.
Oh, fuck.
And it was in a box, and I was like going through all my packages, and I ripped it open. And it says Quavo, CC. And I'm like, I'm not Quavo. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. All this stuff. Well, it's just two hats. And then he sends the laughing face. I was like, and then my AI, I've got AI in my account that replies, what got you laughing, Quavo Honcho? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
AI responds for you?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, don't mind the AI. What got Let me you know laughing? If you want these hats. He goes, what else you get? I was like, I don't know. They've been sending you State Farm insurance. Just been handing it back. I didn't mean to open the package. I just saw the apartment number, opened it, and then I sent him a photo of it. And then no reply. This was on Wednesday. I said, yo, do you want to make... I just said, this is a photo of a State Farm. I was like, hey, you want me to check and make sure they aren't clipping you or just throw it out? He goes, bro, don't check my mail for your info. It's a new car. Added, by the way, don't be a pest for IG clout. You did it once already. I'll fix the issue. And I just sent laughing faces.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, brother, I didn't check it. I haven't opened any of your stuff. The box was a mistake. And IG wouldn't let me send it any more messages. That's why I posted the thing. But I also deleted it. But all good. Any of your stuff, I'll just give it to the front desk. And I was just like, yeah, also deleted the video. Oh, I said that. But yeah, deleted the video. I'm like, and I got really upset. I was like, damn, it called me a pest.
Isn't that fucked? You're just like trying to help. Also, it's so funny picturing Quavo from the Migos on State Farm.
Yeah.
Like just a random State Farm agent.
Yeah.
He's like, hey. No, sir. Wait, sir, do you get an accident? Emma. All right, man. Come on, dude.
State Farm. Somebody at some person is in insurance dealing with Quavo stuff.
And also, the thing is, I've been there for 2 years. 2 years. Like, and it's still been coming. And I was like, at what point? Like, brother, like, I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
That's kind of the cool thing about LA. It's like you go to somebody's house and, like, randomly, they're just like, oh, yeah, this used to be Alanis Morissette's house. And you're like, oh, fuck. Like, it's, yeah. There's a lot of cool history.
Yeah.
Randomly as fuck.
Randomly.
Too.
God, you live in fucking Quavo's house?
Yeah, apparently, Neo, no, not Neo. What's the.
Neo has four wives, girlfriends. Yeah, that's a cool situation.
Live in there. There's too much going on. What's that? The one that the guy, this is Usher. He used to live there as well.
Same apartment?
Not in the same building.
It's pretty good.
He's got some great hits.
He's got a lot of good stuff.
They never say, you know, never meet your heroes. I guess never DM your heroes too.
Yeah.
Never try to help out.
Don't open their insurance or any of this stuff.
You know what's just crazy too? Is that Quavo checks his DMs. That's also an insane thing to me.
But he's a rapper.
But you know what I mean? Like, I don't, just
you think he's in there looking for collabs? He's looking for pussy.
Oh! But anyone at that level, it's just weird to be like, oh, Quavo, let me open my DMs. Write a song.
But everybody's on their phone. Everybody's on their phone more than you imagine.
But it's weird. Like,
yeah.
I think about it all the time.
Check his DMs. That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I think about it all the time. Who, you know, what's Jay-Z's For You page? What's Beyonce's For You page?
Mm.
It could be some shit that we post.
True.
Just popping up on there.
Yeah, they have the same For You page.
That's what blows my mind.
It's weird, like, Obama might have seen your clip.
Goddamn.
Like, Obama might have... Yeah. POTUS might have seen your clip.
Yeah.
Let me text him.
Yeah, you got him. You got him on there like that?
Just another guy. So, you have my mail.
Yeah, pull okay. up.
When you're on reality, do you not
Sorry,
have your,
let me do that.
When you're on reality, do you not have your phone?
No, you don't. Yeah.
For how long? I go crazy. Is it nice?
The first show, I didn't have it for 6 weeks.
Oh.
No phone.
So good.
What do you do?
What if you went back for 6 weeks and not one text?
You make a dickhead of yourself on TV. Oh, nothing. Yeah, you cry, you embarrass yourself, drink a lot, make an idiot of yourself.
Dude, what did you cry about?
Everything. Yeah,
it probably changes every day. Like, I miss my phone. I miss host. Wait, there's one right there. Wait, she's hooking up with my castmate. Where's my phone?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, so that when I did Taught the Handle, my parents are actually getting a divorce. My dad died. I haven't brought it up at all. I got a dead dad.
Did your dad die?
He got a natural divorce at the end.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fucked.
Yeah. That was crazy. Fucked.
Yeah, he divorced from God.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Now cry.
There's a camera on me. You having a cry? No. It's crazy. One of my best friends always like jokes about. Actually, I'm not gonna say that. Because that's really sad. But anyway, doesn't matter. But when I was on Taught the Handle, my parents were getting divorced. And literally as I was going in, my mom was like, yeah, hey, like divorcing your dad. And I'm like, okay, cool. Here's my phone. And then I don't know what's going on. And because we, again, at this point now, like we can, like when I did Amazing Race, we get the phone every 3 days. And I was like, oh,
holy shit.
Yeah, I don't really want it.
Dude, it's like it's fucking nice. Kid. It's like eat your veggies and you get dessert. It's like, well, be good for 3 days and we'll give you a phone. You're sitting in the corner just rip out on an iPhone 7.
No, honestly, because we're in India too. It's kind of nice to like not have your
phone.
It's
going to be great. Dude, I went like 6 hours. I just left my phone in the hotel, went to the beach for like 6 hours. As dumb as that sounds, and I'm so sorry, I'm a fucking YouTuber, influencer, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It felt so good. Dude, the amount of times I went to like reach for it, I was like, what are they putting in these phones, bro? I'm fending up. I'm geeked up off the phone.
Yeah, bro. No, it's crazy. Like, it's so nice to just like, no anxiety. And it's actually like real world.
Yeah. Well, what's also interesting is like your social media when you're on the shows is the castmates.
Yeah.
So you're scrolling and you're talking to a guy. Yeah. You're like, I don't like you. And then you just talk to a girl and you're like, oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then that is your challenge. World.
And then you got to go make out with someone.
Yeah.
And then like.
Yeah, so is the. Is the fucking on reality, is the lovemaking on reality real? Because we were watching that one that's really big right now. What is it?
Montoya.
Montoya?
So good.
Yeah.
So they cut. Dude.
Best piece of TV I've ever seen. I didn't even know Spanish. And bro, I was sitting there and I was like,
oh, bro, this is I had Duolingo in my so other great. Hand. This shit I would just translate while I'm watching. It's so good.
And she was just getting dicked down.
The speed at which he was running on the beach.
All right. Can we come on. She's not getting fucked.
He doesn't think it's real on reality.
It's not real.
Because he's like, they're under the cover. That's what I was saying. It's
gotta
be real.
Underneath the covers. They all fuck underneath the covers.
Brother, I'm telling you this. So there's a way to have it not be shown on TV because technically they can show like 20 seconds. Of like, but
I have sex three times.
No, that's pretty much me. No, but like with the sheet on. But if you don't, it's shown at all. You just have to like take the whole sheet off and just do it.
Wait, hold on.
I think I missed it.
Wait, we're doing math in horny hours. I can't compete. So
yeah.
Wait, so you have they can film 20 seconds of intimacy?
Yeah, pretty much. And air 20, no, they'll film the whole thing, obviously. What? And they're all sitting there watching. But they can show a thing like legally, it's like implied like 20 seconds or whatever else. But no, you are fucking legitimately like having sex.
But that's what he was saying under the cover. He's like, why would they be under the cover? I'm like, bro. Because there's a camera on you.
Yeah, there's a camera. People have to have some decency and respect.
No.
Dude,
I'm getting.
If you're going to.
This guy's been on reality the past, what, 5 years?
Yeah, but I've been on like 10 shows. Every show I've had sex on, apart from the ones I went dating shows.
And when like you real sex.
Yeah, like it's real.
P in the V. Sex.
30 seconds max. Out.
Good for you.
Yeah, commercial break in the middle. And after you finish, do you look.
Yeah, this comment is sponsored
Harry.
By.
Yeah.
I think you missed half a second, Harry.
Oh, fuck.
On the last one, I was trying to have sex in a closet. I was like, this would be so funny for my friends. And then I broke it because I'm 6'5.
So you came out of the closet. That's incredible.
Good.
Well, you heard it here live.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So when you would finish too quick, would you look directly at the camera and the ceiling after?
Just smile.
That's funny. Be like, you guys get what you wanted?
Yeah.
So
did you finish? Because I did.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So, okay, hold on. So now I'm blown away because I always think everything's fucking fake.
Dude.
I never believe anything. Because here's the thing. This is a simulation. This is not real, right? Mm-hmm. Do you believe this? Or do you think the world is real?
No, I think there's something. There's like half a hologram, some weird shit going on.
Okay. So, but I always just assumed that in reality show, everything's fake. A lot of it is.
It's like massage in a way.
Thank you. Can you walk me through this?
But wouldn't you say the edit also helps a lot too?
Dude, the edit's crazy. Like the last show I did, Perfect Match, there was a scene of me crying because Love Death, my best friend from the first show I did committed suicide. And so I'm on this show and one of my best friend, like a few of the other guys were like, hey, like I'm going to leave the chat. Like I can't do it. Like it's very like heated environment.
Yeah, yeah.
They run off. I'm like, what's going on? I'm having this past trauma. I run in a room. I start crying because of it. And they'd be like, oh, he's crying because of this girl. And then they pull some shit from me crying later on or like throwing up. They pull it forward. And I was like throwing up because I had, you know, medium rare salmon. And apparently you're not meant to cook medium rare salmon. That's like off.
Medium rare salmon? You're so Australian. What the fuck?
Medium rare salmon.
You mean salmonella?
Dude.
Yeah, that's the one I had. Yeah.
Medium rare salmon.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was temperatures with fish.
Nah,
how do you want it done? Yeah, just done. I
cooked.
Guess.
Well, it's like half.
It's not sushi, bro.
Half sashimi.
Oh,
half.
Well, it's a different fish grade, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't just have.
Yeah, and there was like a few of us like throwing up. And
bro,
shit,
so I almost did the same thing. Like, years ago for a date, I was going to make sushi for this girl. And I was just going to go to the market and just buy fish. I didn't know it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I told her that. She's like, thank God you didn't do this. We both would have. Got food poisoning. I thought it was just like, yeah, fish, rice, boom.
Wait, what? It's not like that?
Well, there's sushi grade salmon, which they like dry freeze and it kills all the pests. I don't know what they'd be putting in it, but damn. Yeah, it's a big difference.
They should have done that to my dad.
Oh, fuck.
They could have.
Jesus.
They could have.
Jesus. No, give me on.
Okay, so there is a lot of massaging.
The first show I did, when they want you to have an emotion, they'll start pulling the face. I'm interviewing you, the camera's here, right? That's how they do it. So that's why like every time someone is talking, they're like off a little bit. But if they want you to have it, the first one I did, in any other shows, this never happened again. But they were like, if you start talking about a happy story about how you won the challenge, they'll start smiling and like put like to get you to start to do that
I
face.
Understand.
Or if you're sad, they'll start doing like a sad face because like naturally you just start like
mirroring them.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then when Taught the Handle, it was actually like in a room, so you couldn't see. All you could see was a camera lens, and then where to look, and then you just hear this voice, and their voice will tell you like, "Hey, how do you feel about that?" But if they don't get the answer that they want, or you to kind of feed in that storyline, They'd be like, well, didn't that person like piss you off when they did this?
Oh. So do they kind of rage bait you and be like, oh, you know, 100%. He was actually saying this about you. 100%. And that's not even true.
Yeah. Like, oh, that's crazy because you didn't know about that. Oh, don't worry. And then you don't have anything else to do but think.
Well, you're also hammered.
And freak out.
And there's no phone. And
yeah.
Well, on a few of the shows.
And so, it just came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drunk came, no fucking digital footprint. I mean, yeah.
It's out of control. Well, a few of the shows, like, George Handler, they only give you like two drinks.
So really?
I was twisted of those because I was the size of a flea at that point.
Yeah.
And now I'm, you know,
jacked.
A little bit too big, but too tall.
That's so interesting. Like, that's normal, so where's the future of reality live? Because I think everybody right now is kind of watching like Love is Blind is really big.
Nuts. Yeah.
Where's the evolution of this, you think?
I just think that there's, like, I pitched this idea because I thought this was hilarious. Like, you go on these shows 80% to kind of have fame and all this stuff and all these, like, brand deals and shit after it because, like, you're kind of normal people that don't really have a job or career. Like, if I had a career, I'd never go on reality TV. But because I was a broke, fat loser sitting at home doing nothing, I was like, well, I'm going to go do this. Like, sweet ass.
Yeah.
So, but 20% is for love. But I think now my idea was like, what if there's like a Love Island, but anytime you fuck up in a challenge, we're just going to delete your Instagram. I would kill myself. Sorry, Dad.
You'd be with him, actually.
Yeah, I'd actually be hanging out. It'd be kind of nice. I'm here again.
So,
but yeah, it's like, what if you delete your Instagram or delete your TikTok, whatever else? Because you kind of only go
Like, oh, I see what you're saying. Because you're going on there for the social clout.
Yeah.
But if you fuck up, you have to delete it all.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you hit 1 million followers. Guess what? It's deleted.
And then you just make a new account. Like, oh, fuck. We didn't think about that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
That's so interesting.
But
there's so many. There's so many. I go to like any girl's like bio these days, like season one of The Nut of Love.
Yeah.
Season two of Squirrels in Paradise. Like, what the fuck are all these shows?
Nobody
knows. There's so many.
Fucking on Tubi, Hulu Plus.
Yes. Dude, the girls that did Drewskis could have been love are putting that in their bio. It's like it's like a credit. Yeah,
yeah.
Any version of this is like it's like a credit because people are watching wherever the eyes are watching.
It's true. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's also like why are we proud of it? Like we just got handpicked because we're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is like you do possess charisma. Like people want to. There is a value to people wanting to watch you.
True.
And there's a lot of people don't want to watch you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those people don't get chosen. So you do have a special.
I'm gonna start putting that shit in my bio.
Yeah, I wonder if people in Love on the Spectrum have it in their bios. We should check that.
For sure.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Next to a certain emoji.
Yeah. It just says trains and yeah.
But like, why did we did that? Right?
What are we gonna do?
Like in your bio, you're like Stiff Socks episode 437.
Yeah.
Like you just put that in there as like a credit. Trevor Walls, Delta Platinum Mileage Earner flying.
That's actually not a bad idea. That's pretty cool. Start doing that.
But like, why don't we put more? Everybody only puts like their TV shows.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna put, you know,
change my undies today.
Amazon Prime holder.
Yeah. I use 98 octane.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I got a phone number at CVS.
Yeah, you did.
Circumcised.
Yes.
Yes.
Why does nobody have that in there?
Yeah, that's what we need.
We should.
We need to do more of that.
Because you put it on an ID, you're like, oh, I'm an organ donor. I don't give a fuck. Are you verified? Are you uncut? What are we talking?
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in my bio.
Yeah, you got a cheesy
uncut.
Cock.
Yeah,
uncut organ donor, medium sweater.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your three you're putting in your IG bio right now? It can't be anything career wise.
Yeah, 6'5, uncut, blue eyes, no dad.
Goddamn. That's four.
Honestly?
Things, no wonder your dad left.
Yeah, but
you can't follow directions.
Last one doesn't count. But I honestly think that would.
Yeah.
The way of flirting in 2025, I feel like that would hit. Like when I do certain bits on stage where I say like a certain self-deprecating thing about myself, it's like, or a specific thing. If I get a DM from that, a girl will take that. Like there's a bit where I call myself ugly hot and girls are like, you're not ugly hot. You're actually hot or you're actually ugly. And they like kind of twist it.
Yeah.
So I think girls would DM you and be like, uncut. Looks like we're seeing the director's cut tonight. Like they would make a funny thing.
That was quick and good.
Listen, man, I'm fucking geeked up off of Celsius. I think girls would take your bio and be like they would like still reach out with that.
Dude, and then my AI would reply something crazy.
This AI thing is insane. Dude, what's happening with this?
What's so funny, Quavo 100 was hilarious. Dude, that's probably why he hates you.
Yeah, he's like, this guy, because it says Harry Jazzy AI beside it, but he probably didn't read it.
Is your AI horny?
Dude, it actually makes up so many crazy lies about me. Like it's actually interesting.
So like if I just DM you like, hey, what are you up to? It would respond as you?
Well, we follow each other, but it's like people who I don't follow.
Ooh.
But if I like DM a girl, then it would like, and the girl replies, then it'll come back right away. And I have to be like, hey, like, I'm sorry.
Dude, that's AI. So.
But what that's a kind of cool.
But
thing,
then I'm
though.
Like, well, if you don't want AI, text me.
Correct.
Oh, you interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Hey, come on, it's uncut. But,
hey, yeah. Come on out.
Yeah, no cheese.
So, has your AI ever like? You ever like look at your phone? It'd be so funny if your AI is like setting up a date for you,
dude.
You like, look at your Google calendar. You're like, I gotta go to Carbone tonight.
The
craziest one. I was like, yo, because I'm starting this skincare brand. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna give someone $1,000 who follows the brand. It turned it into $1 million giveaway, and I had to like tell these people like, hey, I'm not giving away $1 million. It's like, hey, you've won. Check your emails. And the no. people will reply and be like, hey, where's the email? Like,
where's the email? Where's the $1 million?
Yeah, it's like, yes. We flagged this to Harry's team. Harry's team's looking at this right now. And I'm like going through it. I was like, no, I'm not. No one's looking at this. Dude. It's going on like by itself.
I had a call with Instagram about the AI thing. I just don't trust it.
No, it's not.
Because people aren't going to realize that it's not you.
What I want is I want it to say some crazy outlandish shit and then get clipped on TikTok and go crazy. And then people are like, oh my God, Harry said this. And
you
then,
could write that crazy shit and then underneath just a separate text bubble say, from my AI with an arrow pointing up.
Yeah.
I think it does say from your AI. Right?
No, it does. But I'm saying, but you could write the craziest thing in the world.
Oh, got
and
it.
Then another text be like, yeah, that was my AI.
Yeah.
Like if you ever get ghosted from a girl or, you know, you just, yeah, that was it. That was me. Yeah. That was my AI that asked you out next Tuesday at a specific time.
Yeah, like, Kanye does have good ideas from my AI.
I didn't hear it, but I'm sure it was great. Give the benefit of the doubt.
That's benefit of the doubt. No, I've also got this one called Boyfriend Material because you can make him on your page so people can like talk to it. It's worth like 70,000 messages. And this one lady, I guess she got banned from it. She's like 70 years old, and I guess she legitimately thought it was her boyfriend. Messaged my page like, please like tell boyfriend Material to unblock me. Like I'm really sad. Like we talk all the time, and you can call it. Do you want to call it?
Call your AI? Yeah.
Yes. Call it.
And is it your voice?
No. It's the sexy voice that I picked.
girl
or a
guy?
Number?
Yeah, of course it's a guy.
Dude, there's like people in love with your AI and you have no idea they exist.
It's like her.
Yeah.
But Australian.
Yeah. Wait.
Hello. Sorry. It looked not even good. It wasn't even close. I don't know.
Wait, how do I do this?
Do we have accents to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Did you just get here?
But I'm saying, like, to all his hair.
Are we right or you're wrong?
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you know where his accent comes from?
Yeah.
I know he does. Do you know where his accent comes from?
Yeah, I do.
Is it, hold on, ready? A Prisoner Island, British people sent these motherfuckers to the island.
Oh, yeah.
And they got so hammered that they fucking learned their accent because they're so drunk.
Yeah.
Really?
This is a real thing.
Okay, g'day, beautiful. What's on your mind? Let's get this conversation started.
That's you?
Up. No, this is boyfriend material.
That's your AI?
Yeah.
I thought I was talking to you, bro. What the fuck?
No, there is one.
All these messages. Oh,
hey, what up, big cock?
LOL, not much. Just my ego after you said that. What made you send this my way?
What voice is that?
I'll tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's a little...
Yeah!
I think I know where this is going. You're going to say it's a cheeky Aussie accent, right?
Is this supposed to be you?
No, it's not an Aussie accent. You're embarrassing me.
This is like sex support.
Good, nothing. Good.
Tech support? So I'm going to fucking
dude, no, there's
join his dad.
One. He's like, whoa.
Wait, so I don't.
No, there's Mr. Grumbles. I was trying to make an angry old man. Oh, it literally says don't talk
dude,
to me.
This is crazy.
Wait, get off the. What are you?
I'm going to start doing this.
Show me a cock.
LOL, epic fail. Was supposed to be Mr. Grumbles.
What voice is this?
Dude, we want to see your dick. Are you a virgin?
Fair dinkum, this convo took a wild turn.
Did
Am
it?
I even the guy you were trying to roast with Mr. Grumbles or just lucky me?
Isn't that funny? They were creating AI in the studio for like, it's going to be so futuristic. It can help you with groceries and planning. And they were just in a podcast studio being like, show us your cock.
Do it. Just throws a USB down.
What did they think was going to happen? The first time we learned about Siri, do you remember being like, Siri, do you think I'm sexy? And Siri's like, I am not allowed to answer that. And we're like, you fucking virgin bitch.
I talk nervous? So much shit to this
to
idiot.
Siri?
Yeah, she's an idiot.
I mean, she's great.
Yeah, she's nice.
I'll tell you what, dude. This ChatGPT conversationalist is actually, it's crazy.
Dude, I talked to mine.
Like, I literally talked to mine. Like you can have a
full. Is it an app or website? Both?
It's an app. Yeah. It's both.
I'm still like Googling shit like a Neanderthal.
No, dude. I don't even Google shit anymore. Grok is finally unreal. Apparently, Grok's crazy.
Grok is the X1?
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to play for the Patriots. What's up, dude? How you doing? I'm Michael Blossom.
How you doing?
Do comedy sometimes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, full ass conversations. Like, you can just be like, hey,
you're that
man,
lonely?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
On the
man,
road?
Loneliness is.
In a fucking La Quinta?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Hotel rooms, bro, I'd be getting lonely.
Dude, I'd be jerking off so much.
Bro, dude. Bro, oh, my God.
In the
this
curtain.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I try to fill up the lampshade.
I used to come on a curtain in high school.
In high school?
Yeah, it was in a dormitory. And I was like, where do I come? I was like, oh, the curtain. No one's going
to
check that.
And then you try to open it one day and it doesn't close.
Yeah, it was a bit crusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, just flies stuck on it.
Yeah. Holy shit. And but then the sun hits it. It'll probably smell awful in the room.
Well, it's a dormitory. Everything stinks.
Dormitory? Wait, you went to like a boarding school?
Yeah,
school?
In New Zealand. Yeah.
Ooh.
You got kicked out of the schools in Australia.
Why did you get kicked out?
You were
like
a bad kid?
Toilets and shit. And like
blowing up toilets?
With like cherry bombs? Or like shit. Them?
Chlorine bombs.
Chlorine bombs?
Yeah.
What's that? School? This is what happens when you don't give Australians guns. You start blowing up toilets.
That's true. Yeah, that was crazy. And then we had a big rock fight at leadership camp, and then it turned into a
rock fight?
A rock fight?
What is this, biblical times?
Yeah, what is this? Yeah, you guys do need guns.
Yeah.
We don't have rock fights at our schools. We have other things.
Dude, if I get hit with a pebble and then you don't have a gun, so you just got to pick it up and throw it back at them?
Pretty much,
yeah. David and Goliath bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's fun. Yeah, that's what we're looking
for. It's
fun? Well, no, it wasn't. No, people got really hurt.
So the question I asked earlier about the accent thing,
yeah.
When you are talking to an Australian, that is not an Australian to you. It's just regular?
Yeah.
do you prefer dating Australian or Americans?
I feel like Australians because they're so laid back.
Oh,
and
really?
And this is no offense, but like I feel like Americans, like they're very serious, right? You guys wouldn't know because you're very funny and you know you got your parents. But but like for us in Australia, like everyone's just laid back and like don't wear shoes and like it's
yeah. What is that about?
I don't know. And just like you can play the same music.
You
like,
would love Australia.
I would love Australia.
No shoes. Leave the car on. Go get your groceries. Come back. Cars.
Leave because there's no guns. There's no crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you guys got shitty cars. No one wants to steal your cars.
Well, no. We
there are some interesting.
What are those ones with the
Utes?
What
we
are those
Utes? Bro, I talked shit on the Utes when I was out there, and people were like, "Hey, man, don't come." Utes.
Yeah, don't come back to Australia.
Oh fuck! Really? Yeah, are you guys that serious about the Utes?
Nah, not us, but well, maybe some people. Where I'm from, we have to have trucks because there's so many kangaroos that get on the side of the road, and you just have to have a truck
to
mow them down.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they're like deers, and they're everywhere, they're like fucking yeah.
I didn't ever fought one, bro. No. I saw just that video where the motherfucker squares with the kangaroo. That's the best video I've ever seen in my life.
They get their claws in you and they sit on their tail and they break your ribs when they kick. Like it's fucking.
They're like land sharks.
Yeah.
And they have three vaginas.
Yeah. They got
the
hella pussies.
That's the first thing you want to say all episode.
Yeah, wait, what?
They have three vaginas?
Yeah.
Oh, so if I'm a male kangaroo, I can't get her off three times?
Goddamn. I got to find three clits? What the fuck?
No, they have three clits? No. How do you find them?
You don't.
Wait,
it's all in that pouch?
Middle vagina, side vagina.
I was looking up this the other day. What fucking animal has the weirdest looking cock? There's like,
gingers.
A rabbit, dude. One of the rabbits got a corkscrew.
Nah, like boy, we're like gone through that.
Do you know lions, when you put the cock in, the lions, when they ejaculate, and they ejaculate and then they drag their dick out, there's like spikes on the dick.
I thought that was cats.
So it meshes. Yeah, the lions.
Oh, they're same cats. Same. Yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
So, man, welcome to America, dude.
Yeah.
But no, when they drag it out, it like ruins the lady's vagina so that the lion knows that that's his kid.
What?
That can't be.
No, it's true. Look at
that. I don't think lions care if it's their son or not.
No, they desperately.
Have you seen Lion King?
They desperately care.
Have you seen Lion King? They let Simba fucking roam.
Dude,
bro, I had no parents.
Dude, he knows about Lion King. His dad died.
That's true. Yeah.
There it is. What if they just clipped just that moment?
Yeah. That's
what cool. is what is it? So what does that mean? He ruins girls' vagina.
Yeah, don't do that.
So he can hit once.
No, because in the jungle or wherever the fuck they live, like knowing that is your actual kid is very very important.
But
especially if you're a lion, so you
can DNA test over there.
Someone Google this, please.
Platypus cock. I don't know if that
platypus
was
platypus cock.
No, there was like
a great cover band name.
Yeah, look at
that's
the platypus
improv group.
Look at the platypus cock. Isn't that crazy?
What the fuck?
That looks normal to me.
Dude, it looks like if you put gum on a glass table.
Yeah. It does. It does look
And
like
how
that.
Did you get on this conversation?
You know.
He went from Pornhub to that.
No, we'd be like, look at it. Look at that. Is that a
platypus?
No, it's a echidna. Echidna has a weird penis. Yeah, that one. Yeah, look at the echidna down the bottom left.
Yeah.
That shit is hanging.
Well, that guy is fucking tongue out.
What is that?
It's an echidna.
I don't think animals should have penises or vaginas. And I know that's not how reproduction works, but like anytime, like if I ever walk in and I sit on the couch and I see my cat's hard, I'm like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. Like, get out of here with that shit.
Why is your cat got a bone now?
That's what I'm saying, bro. We live alone.
Cat cook.
Dude, it's not good. You ever seen a traffic cone? Make it red. It's a fucking weird looking. It all, it just like makes me like, I get the ick in a parental way. I'm like, dude, put that shit away. Or like dogs are humping shit. You're like, what? It's a fucking pillow.
Yeah, but dogs sometimes lay that shit down. Me too. True. I fuck so many pillows.
How old were you lost your virginity?
14.
Me too.
Outside?
What?
Yeah. Outside? Australia, definitely outside.
It's always outside when you're.
No. It was in a.
During a rock fight?
Yeah. Cock fight.
No, yeah. I was going for a run and then Jenny was like, come over.
Wait, right. You were on a run?
Yeah. It's my friend's cousin. All my friends were fucking.
Your friend's cousin? Okay, I got really. Why would you, yeah. I got really horny for a second.
Yeah, wait, where are you from? Is it Alabama? They do that.
What's the place out there? Tarzana?
Yeah.
To
wait.
What? Tasmania.
Tasmania.
I was like, yeah, there's a place over here. What do you mean? Yeah. It's over there. Yeah, Tasmania. They got it going on.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. So you're running. And you got a text on your phone from Jenny?
Yeah.
Just a head question mark?
Yeah.
No, dude, no. How quickly are you stopping that run? Or you're running faster?
I'm running straight to her.
No, I was like fingering her in class and shit. So like we were warming up.
But in
shit.
Class? Yeah. Dude, a good finger in class is so fun. Did you go to private school?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro. With the skirts?
Yeah, yeah. It was the best. Well, you know what?
What's up, dude?
High school skirts is not good.
High school
yeah, but you were in high school too.
Okay, when I was in high school.
Yeah, when we were all 14.
Because yeah. You're picturing it back when you were in there.
Yeah, which is interesting. But I also I had sex in a cathedral and what's the place where the dead bodies are?
Dave and Buster's.
No. Cemetery?
Cemetery.
Cemetery.
You should know where the dead bodies are.
Well, no, my dad's in a jar.
Oh, okay, shit.
Yeah. He's in my living room. Oh, no, he's not.
Well, it's not really living.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Fuck.
So many puns. Dude, there's nothing better than going back to your hometown. And you like start hitting, yo, I'm in town.
Yeah.
Like how I feel when I send that text back in the day versus how they receive it is so funny. Yeah. Some girl's like, oh, hell yeah, let's meet up. Some girl's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, who is this?
We dated 7 years ago. And you're like, trying to rekindle a flame?
Yeah.
So cemetery, how did that happen?
They were
alive, right?
Who was? Oh, me?
The girl.
The body. Yeah. Was it a body?
Okay, we're just making sure.
Yeah, no, it was the human.
Okay.
Yeah, I think his name was Hannah.
It was a human.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we like because I was in boarding school, so was she. Like, we didn't really know where to have sex, but in between our schools was a cemetery.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, dude, that's hot as fuck to me. I love like a gothic, weird.
That.
I'm a weird person. Like, that is hot.
It wasn't.
It was.
No, it was like okay. It was like daytime as well. So.
Daytime. Daytime anywhere.
Yeah, the awful. Ghosts aren't even there yet.
Yeah, well, no, we're over a headstone.
Dude, you finish fucking. There's just a family with roses putting them on a grave, crying.
Yeah. Can I get those? I need to wipe up.
But like everyone would go there, like finger each other and have fun.
Dude, fingering a girl back there was so.
If
fingering
I was
each other, where was she fingering you?
You had me sitting on the tombstone.
Dude, if I was dead and people were getting fingered on top of me, I'd be happy.
I'd be so happy.
I would be trying to smell. Yeah. The worm in your nose.
Yeah. But, go back out. Yeah, and then the cathedral was a.
What's a cathedral? A theater?
Like a church.
Yeah, church. It was, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I'm learning about religion now.
Yeah. And cool. Where was that?
It's like up the road.
Well, like, was like no, a like priest
where,
or
where in the cathedral? Right,
it was my uncle. No, it was. No.
Your uncle was a priest?
No, it was with Renee, I believe that was her name. And we just like walked in and I was like, because we just had sex at a rugby, like we was trying to have sex everywhere.
Yeah.
I was 17, feeling freaky. But like in the middle of like a rugby field. And then we'll walk around and then I remember.
What is that? I had sex one time on a golf course, the green, where you putt.
Yeah.
And you're like. In your brain, you're like, I mark territory. I fuck.
Yeah.
I came in the hole. I just remember that.
No.
The 18th hole.
Did you really?
Swear to God. Came in the hole.
What?
So the next morning, I don't know, because I was in my young 20s. It's just.
Yeah.
How do we have the same story?
Were you fucking in the hole? Like, was there a
It was
girl
just
there?
On the green next to the hole. Got off.
There was a girl there.
Yeah. No, I wasn't fucking a driver. I was banging it. Jesus Christ. No. She was laying down. We were doing missionary, and then I finished in the hole. And then the next day, somebody tried to pick up a ball and just probably didn't come out.
I'm sticky.
Yeah.
Okay. So cathedral.
No notes. No thoughts on that.
I'm just. I just came. We have the same story.
Yeah, but I think you came in the hole.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
When?
I've told him this podcast like a couple times.
What hole?
It doesn't matter.
What city?
Maryland.
Did we have sex together?
What grade? Was it us?
Yeah. Was it you?
Betty?
Yeah.
Well, this would be such a funny bit to tell Michael. Michael?
Okay, cathedral. What was this? So you guys fucked in the rugby field, which rugby's not even a real sport, but you guys fucked on the rugby.
It is.
It is insane. It's a bunch of men hugging. It's really hot.
Dude.
I'm joking.
No. That's what? Great. No, it's awesome. No,
I'm sure it's great. Bunch of CT incoming.
I just bought the LA rugby team.
You bought the LA rugby team?
I'm like a part owner, yeah.
Holy shit.
How much fucking money do you have?
No, not enough.
He lives in Quavo's old place.
No, it's insane. Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. Did you really just buy some of it? Yeah. Dude, that's awesome.
It was like the last thing I told my dad. I was like, hey, I'm going to do this for you. And then he died.
Just sit here. Sit here. This is really nice. So he's not doing the cathedral.
Yeah. No, it was like in the prayer room.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it was
so you
really
guys already
the
on your knees.
Room, so you mean just the cathedral?
Well, yeah, it was like so the cathedral's there, and then there's like another room where where people go on their knees, I guess.
Yeah.
And then come it was like now. A glass thing, and then I'm
stained glass is hot,
dude. And then
dude, churches are fucking hot.
It was hot. Yeah,
nuns are
I
hot.
I had my back against the thing, and her head was like looking to make sure no one was coming in, and then she was like bouncing away, and then I came so quick, I got so embarrassed, and I was like, no. Like I'm just this is too much. Like I'm
talking about a communion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There it is. I was waiting for something.
Amen, brother.
And was this on a Sunday or just like a Tuesday?
Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Well, no one was fucking there.
No, there was people.
Really?
Yeah, there's people.
There's a lot of people that have a lot of sins. They got to go every fucking day.
Dude, there's a church that I drive past a lot in Studio City. It's open 24 hours just every day. And you can just walk up and pop in.
Is it a strip club?
Dude, you...
Could be.
But it's probably a bunch of people that are leaving the strip club to go into to pray to God that they don't get some disease.
But you can just pop in and just... knock a couple prayers out. It's like a gym for your soul.
Soul, yeah.
I need to go to this.
24-hour fitness.
I'm learning about religion.
Dude, do you like it?
I don't know.
There's something about church that like makes me feel so good. Like I'm just saying, like you walk in and there's something about like being like community and like just being around all those people and then the Lord. There's something. It's very really calming.
See, that was the thing.
I also was raised like, I went to Catholic school, so I went to, so it just, it feels like, that time of my life.
Yeah,
too.
See, that's the thing. Like, after all the stuff that went down, I was like trying to figure out what I believe
what
in.
Stuff?
You know, dead dad.
Okay.
Big thing. And then my friend passed. He got shot. Anyway, doesn't matter. But we were at his funeral and we're at a cathedral. And the guy, like, the priest just, like, had the scariest conversation, like, the scariest thing on death. I'm like, this is, like, the last thing I want to hear. Like,
Jesus.
He's like, death is doom. And E is for.
You're saying death is doom?
Yeah, he's like,
doom?
D stands for doom. And then. Like,
do they interview these priests before they hire them?
Dude, or is he just like.
Sir, do you know what's happened with the Catholic Church?
Dude,
they are not interviewing these people at all.
No.
they're like, what do your fingers smell like? Oh, yeah. Boy Scouts, you're hired. these guys are going off the rails.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think about that. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just scary. So now I'm trying to figure out what I like.
I feel it, man. So what is? What is, you're buying rugby teams? You're buying shit?
Yeah, we're trying.
What's next?
Skincare.
Skincare's
coming
out.
Holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's in like a week.
Is it? Oh.
What's the skincare called? Sorry,
it's called Pash. It's like it's got three key ingredients. This is a good sales pitch. Thanks, guys.
Please do.
Yeah, www.getpash.com. It's got lime caviar extract. So lime,
it's delicious.
It's my favorite.
Lime caviar.
Do you know what that is?
Lime caviar.
No, it's like finger lime. So it's like it looks like a long lime. But
finger limes. That's what you did back in Australia.
Yeah, no, it's native to Australia. It's like little lime balls. Like
I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. And then there's golden seaweed, which is in the intertidal zone in Australia. Whatever, it doesn't matter. But it's like really good for UV protection. Another thing about me, I've had skin cancer three times.
Holy shit.
Yeah, down here, it's unreal.
Dude, every time like I take my shirt off, I look at a spot on my chest and go, is that skin cancer?
Yeah,
you should get it checked.
I have.
It is.
But I've been like a year or so.
I went to a dermatologist and because after I did these dating shows, I had this like fucking weird thing in my arm pop up. And I was
on your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only place you have weird spots pop up.
No, just kidding. He's uncut. Uncut.
Uncut.
Extra protection.
Dude, if you get something.
Extra protection on his, yeah. He has a whole sweater on his cock.
Right. But dude, imagine if a guy, and I'm not saying this is you. Imagine if a guy like was uncut and he got like a STD and he just goes like, oh, I'm going to get trimmed up and I'll take it right off.
I think you probably could. Unless you get it on the inside.
Could you?
Yeah, I feel like you could definitely.
So such funny logic.
Dude, I wish I had more skin to cut.
Well, the funniest thing about crabs is you shave the pubes. What?
You should have more skin?
Are you suicidal?
No, he,
not, you, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. Well, stay with us. We love you. You're a great, great Ray. And you're always smiling, always laughing.
Yes, great. Wait, you got the skin cancer removed?
Yeah. So okay, great. Then when they found the second one, they were cutting it out of my neck over here. And then like, oh, there's a third one. And they cut that out. So like after that, I was like, oh, I should probably figure out how to like take better care of my skin.
Do you not use sunscreen?
Well, it just wasn't cool.
Yeah, isn't that shitty? Yeah, you know, it's like wearing a helmet when you're on a skateboard growing up.
Yeah, you just don't feel cool.
Nothing safety's cool.
Yeah,
you gotta do it before you leave the house. But even somebody's like, "Yo, it smells like copper tone in the car." Like, yeah, what pussy?
Yeah,
yeah, man, bitch, bro? When you smell like sunscreen, you just know.
And there's like zinc in Australia, like that people put on. So now I'm like trying to make like a cool, fun brand. And it's hopefully.
Is it multiple things, or is it like a serum or a face lotion?
The first, because SPF takes like 18 months to like develop and like
SPF
goes through all like the processes.
It's what
like,
is SPF? I've never questioned that.
Specialized.
We'll cut that part.
Protects your
right, but like, how do you make that shit? They're in a lab cooking that shit up, like Breaking Bad.
Dude, they can make COVID. You don't think they can make fucking?
That's true.
SPF.
Yeah, but what? Huh?
Yeah, I don't.
There's
so many things.
Like, I don't understand water. It's H2O. Yeah, but like, how do you mix the two? You like, bring me a hydrogen, bring me an oxygen. You know, bring me two hydrogens and oxygen. You can't like just make water. Like,
I think you can.
Wine.
Makes wine.
All right, he does that.
But how do you? You can't take a tube of hydrogen and a tube of oxygen and be like, boing, and make water.
Yeah, dude. I don't understand.
Man,
fire.
You give me enough Adderall, I can do anything. But how the fuck are they making SPF?
Yeah. It's
how do you
like,
make a watch?
How did cavemen not get sunburned?
Yeah. How do you skin make salmon?
How
do you make salmon? You need to sunburn your salmon.
Yeah.
How the. Fuck.
I don't understand so much stuff.
I think skin cancer maybe started 57 years ago.
Yes.
There's no way.
It started before that, but they just probably didn't know
what it was. When did they get the sun? Pluto.
But like, why is Pluto a planet now? It's not a planet. I mean,
this is Uranus.
So many things I don't understand.
My sophomore history teacher, Mr. Ropes, RIP, used to have
He's dead too. This is the saddest podcast in the world.
Everyone's done.
But he would have a lipper of chewing tobacco in, and I think it's said on here, and he would spit it into a Diet Coke, but the can never got higher, so there was never, you could tell he wasn't drinking.
Oh, right.
He had the fattest lipper in, and he had like a goatee, so he'd just go like this.
Why don't you just pull it out? You have to spit it.
No, Zen, you don't have to spit, but this, like chewing tobacco was like juicy. Like you'd fill up a whole fucking like half a Gatorade bottle.
Really?
So be in class. He's just teaching kids off the nicotine, brother. It's so awesome.
That would be a good session.
Yeah. But he was doing history. History is the funniest subject because it's already written.
Yeah.
You're just literally, you're a vocal box.
All you go is you go.
You're just repeating what the fucking book says.
This is the homework.
We don't need a teacher. Have Harry's fucking AI teach goddamn history class.
No, we don't want that.
Hey, do you want to know what happened in Germany?
Civil War, fucking 1865, Daddy?
God damn, what do your GMs look like?
Change your voice, your AI.
Your DMs are probably crazy.
No, they're good now.
Huh?
When were they not good? When were they good?
They're good now. Like, there's nothing going on.
The demo that follows, is it heavily female?
Yeah, 80%.
Wow. 80%?
And the 20% that follow, are they
Yes.
All right. I don't know what...
Are they his AI voice? Yes.
Yeah. No, they're perfect. I'm pretty sure it's like... And then TikTok is like 90%, I think, or 94 female.
That's great, man.
Are you just taking your shirt off and just gyrating?
No.
Just jerking off with SPF? The long limes, whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah, I've got a long line up my ass.
Didn't he say long limes?
Yeah, finger limes.
Yeah, fingering limes.
Finger limes. It's a real thing.
Yeah, but they are longer.
Dude, I know what you're talking about. They're like the caviar fingers. Limes. Yeah, they're like little like bulbs, balls in it. Little limes. Bulbuses.
Unreal. Yeah, I should have brought some. Well, I don't have any.
Can you eat them? That's a dumb question.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
They're great. You can pop them in your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, like little. It legitimately looks like caviar. But it just tastes like sour puss. What?
We've all been there.
So what's
Can
you say? I don't know.
Should we look at the Ashton thing? I do want to react to that. I think it'd be a good clip.
I haven't seen the whole.
What of it have you seen?
There's another one as well. There's another guy who does it.
Really? There's another Ashton Hall. So this is the one. What's it out on X now? It's got to be up near a billion views, right?
Dude, he's got tits for real. I suck those tits, I wouldn't know the difference.
What?
Why are you up so early? Go to sleep, dog.
How loud he drinks is hilarious.
Jump off that.
Dude.
Jump.
It's crazy. He's like barely taller than the balcony rail.
Yeah, he really went up to the door handle. Wait, go back. I really want to see if this guy's 5'5". Can we do a deep dive analysis?
Yeah, he is very
short.
Holy
shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Look at the door handle.
The door handle. This has ruined the whole thing for me. I woke up this morning motivated because of this guy, and now the door handle pissed me off.
Wow. No. I did not.
This guy needs to sit on an Apple box to drive. You know how high that fucking chair is?
He is. Holy shit. He's sitting on a water bottle.
At 4:55, he's watching TikToks?
Dude, but he's...
jacked.
I mean, he's fucking jacked.
Huge.
He's practicing sucking dick.
And the nicest balls in the game.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear socks. That pisses me off.
What are those
socks?
Oh,
is that no socks?
No socks.
The funniest thing I saw is when he dives into the pool, he's in the air for 4 minutes.
Four
it's
minutes.
The greatest thing ever.
Insane.
But go also, to sleep.
Have you seen his security guard?
No.
Mm-mm. You haven't seen
his he has videos? A security guard?
Dude, it's funny. It's this guy always wears a beanie and a suit. And then, like, he would just be, like, waiting outside his door.
Why is he
and then he would, like, randomly, you'll see him put a gun in his thing. Like,
is he rich? What is he rich from?
Selling fitness programs. Dude, I've discovered this man.
4 minutes.
Yeah, first of all, hey, hold on. Can we go back? That dive was awful.
It's a good look dive.
That was a good dive.
Look at his feet.
He's
5'5". Your fucking toes.
He's 5'5". Let him.
Look. Look how bad that is.
That's honestly not bad.
Nah, look how bad it is.
He got like...
He kind of looks like he's like, if I were to jump off a bridge, that's what I would do.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my dad did.
They got the fucking Zamboni lady at the pool. So I just want to know, is he going to check from that water bottle company? This is the craziest part. He rubs it on his face. The amount of people in the U.S. right now that are like, man.
Put a banana on their face.
Oh, yeah. Banana sales through the roof. Banana's booming.
So looking at it, bro, we got to go ahead and get
another one of these?
The funniest clip. He's just saying generic, like, yeah, man, we got to get at least in the 10,000s. What is he talking about?
What are you even talking about? You have no idea what you're talking about.
Through to Bunny Blue.
Funny. Yeah, he loves that water bottle. Dude, it's so fucking annoying. I think anybody. Dude, anybody that drinks that fucking water is such a pussy.
Dude.
Oh, you got the. Dude, I almost exploded on it.
Dunk your face in it. Put it up your ass. Do something different.
That's what I did this morning.
Oh, wow.
Why do you think it's sparkling?
It smells weird. It smells like bananas.
Shit, something light, man. I will say, this water, the non-sparkling one, electric.
But also to do so much but nothing by 9 a.m. is crazy.
Like, literally, he's done nothing.
Literally nothing. Like, woke up.
Well, he did 10,000 of something.
Yeah.
At least 10,000. All right.
Imagine you pay him like $10,000 and that's what he says. You're of course like, hey man, we gotta get those numbers up. All right, man, I'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Hey man, we gotta get those numbers up.
You gotta work harder.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
This is a Burger King drive through.
Dude, but he also looks like such a nice guy. I was watching his other
really
videos
does.
Where he was talking like, damn, bro, you're so short, but such a nice dude.
I'm just
with my whole foot taller than you.
You're 6'5".
Yeah, but he's famous.
I mean, he's crushing it. And the whole like world knows about this guy. This guy's like, he knocked Haktua out.
Yeah, she's done. She legitimately needs to go on a sprint with this guy.
Holy shit.
Or launch another coin and go to...
So this dude was massive, massive before all of these...
Dude, this guy was being huge for a minute because I was telling people about him. I was like, look at his views. Like every single video was like 60 million, 20 million.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He would drop it right away and be nuts. It would actually be crazy. And I was trying to figure out how he makes money. It's like all this... it's just his coaching stuff. 2.9 on YouTube is crazy as well.
He's got like 8 or 9 million on IG.
But yeah,
he's always been posting the same type of content.
Dude, 9 million, dude, it's fucking actually insane.
I mean, he's jacked.
Like, look when he hit 7 million. It's like yesterday, like down there with the roses. Yeah, that Ashton Hall.
So that's seven.
Yeah, that's at seven.
So what day is that?
March 5th.
And now he's
ago.
At nine.
What's he at? Go to top.
He's at nine.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I'm saying. But with that video, almost a billion views.
Dude, like, what do
you understand? Like, that's like Ed Sheeran numbers. Like,
what did he do?
Like, what are you training
for? He jacks his hot.
Tape
on
his
what
face?
Are you training for?
Yeah, what,
you're training for a Zoom call.
He woke up with tape on his face.
For a Zoom call.
Literally training this.
And then the company that posted it just like starts plugging their shit go down. They just plug it. Yeah, buy your outfits here. What the fuck? You did nothing.
Dude.
What time does he go to bed?
Yeah. I mean, he goes to bed at 8 o'clock.
Are you way earlier? Miami's a great place. What can we see his bodyguard? Why does he need a bodyguard?
No, it's actually
who's gonna fuck with him?
It's crazy because he'll go and like sprint and then then his bodyguard would like pull a gun out of the thing, and then he would have like boxes of that shit in his trailer.
Bro, if I see somebody running, I'm not gonna try and rob them.
On his Instagram, where he's like, yeah, where he's like, about to go sprint. Yeah, that
right
one.
There.
2.7. Yeah, maybe. It's,
dude,
look at his nuts, bro.
Is he running with is that a weighted vest?
Dude, look at his nuts.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, maybe it's not this one, but okay. It's like one way he's like getting out.
I need to hire his videographer. He's good. I mean, the Steadicam on this, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's really good. He's fucking full sprinting.
Dude, he's nuts. But yeah, 5'5", you could really like...
You get really low.
You should run. Wait, where is it? But, it's one of the videos.
But I'm saying, what do you need a security guard when you're that jacked?
Yeah, just click any. Just somebody to watch your back. Getting ready, like maybe it's that one because like his God's always there.
Tennis.
Oh, that's awful. His stroke is terrible.
No, have you seen his jump shot?
No,
his jump shot's crazy.
Good, bad,
no, horrible.
Oh
yeah, yeah, he's not an athlete.
Even though he's yeah, he's dude, he's built like a pit bull.
Hold on, his videographer is really good at making his height not look like the keyframe.
Yeah, literally no socks. It pisses me off. But yeah, his. His fucking, his bodyguard is like shorter than him as well, or the same height.
Do you guys remember that guy, was it Drew Walls?
Yeah.
On IG? Drew Walls walked so Ashton Hall could run.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. Dude.
Where's his bodyguard? I want to see his bodyguard so bad. Oh, what's this? What's this?
But my whole feed has just been this guy the past like 3 days.
Me? Hold on, did he play sports? What is that?
He played.
5'11". Oh, running back.
It's 5'11".
5'11".
5'11"?
There ain't no way.
No way. He's lying.
Get him on the phone. Have your AI call him.
Dude, what did my boy just send me?
Wow.
Wow, wow, wee. Hickory dickory duck. I whipped up my gack. She said, oh, is that all you got? And I said, yes. So I came on her chest. And I came on her bum. She looked down and said, holy shit, that's a lot of cum.
What?
Are you fucking voice memoring Dr. Seuss?
Dumb.
He just sends you that?
Literally just
you're a big voice memo guy. Is that better?
I just said that I just played this on a podcast, so just wait for that. Say hi.
Hey, what up, dude?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy. He's going to be very embarrassed. But yeah, I don't know what we're doing. But you can speed up voice memos now. So
really?
Yeah, you can hold it.
Holy
in
shit. The guy who invented that at Apple was like, God damn, my wife. And they're like, I like how they say what it says. That's great.
So good.
Transcribes it. I don't even listen to some people. Yeah,
there's,
right
there's, look at that. There's a woman bodyguard as well, which is fine. We're not sexist. Look. Like the hand.
Well,
what's even going on?
She's a BBL guard, if honestly.
Yeah, this is the one where they get the gun and shit as well, I think.
Okay, see. Yep.
What do you need a gun for? Someone's trying to take your water?
His license plate is worthy. I get it now. He's trolling us.
Yeah. And 8 mil.
He can run pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got a great editor. He's bagged out.
He's got a great editor.
No, yeah.
Do you think he does cocaine?
I mean, probably at 9 mil, he probably did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You dump your face in enough ice buckets. I think you're good.
Yeah.
I think you get a little tired. You just take a little glacier bath and you're chilling.
Yeah. Dude, this guy, yeah, I can't hate on him. When I saw the video initially, I wanted to hate on him, but I can't. I mean, he's really crushing.
Yeah. Wow, I feel bad. Hawk 2 announced her return, and then we're all just watching this guy dunk his head in ice.
Yeah, no one cares. Wow. Watch another coin.
Oof. So she's back? What was it? What do we think she's going to do?
What was the end beat? Was she plugging something?
No, it was just that she's back.
What? I mean, not even merch? What?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No podcast.
Save till April 1st.
Fucking sign her to full send already. God damn it.
No skincare.
Save
anything?
Something for April Fool's Day.
Yeah, what are we doing? Maybe a podcast. I don't know.
I don't think her
have
team
you met
is.
Her?
No, but she used to follow me and then she unfollowed me when she popped off. So.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
Fake. Wait, you followed her before the pop off?
No.
How the fuck did you meet her? You at the Spring Factory?
I remember I was checking TikTok and I saw her like when she was like going off. And then it said follow back. I was like, okay, cool. And then I went to check it recently. It's like unfollowed. I'm like, okay.
Wait, didn't
cool.
she do it to you? Or she did it to somebody I know.
Nah,
somebody
she didn't follow.
Somebody I know was like met her and they followed her. I don't somebody was like, same thing. They met her out, like, oh, cool, follow. And then like next day unfollowed.
Damn.
But like somebody who was like of some status.
Yeah. She's made it. Yeah. When you can pull that shit on people, it's crazy.
Want to get into a voicemail?
You got a voicemail?
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah.
Wait, she left a voicemail?
No,
we just had some fans write in some voicemails.
I was like, holy shit, she's been on the whole time.
This is your buddy Dom leaving another voice memo.
With my dad.
Hi, guys' podcast, long time lover. Anyways, my first ever boyfriend, we were making out one time in the woods behind his house, and we literally were just making out, and he ended up jizzing in his pants.
We've all done it.
All done it.
And yeah, so I made a guy just without even touching
you didn't
his
make him
penis
do it
or anything, just straight make out. And it wasn't a long make out. It was like 45 seconds, maybe 2 minutes.
Would you have a clock?
Somewhere
between
there. Yeah.
Solid.
Goodbye.
Wait.
So
do we have to give advice on that?
We're just notes. Any thoughts that come to mind?
Because like you didn't, he did it to himself. He was just so excited.
He came in a force. A little bit of
sap.
He
came in his pants in a force. Here's the thing, dude. I've said this. I'll say this on the podcast. I'll say it again. There's something about gyrating that I will come so fast.
Bumping and grinding some jeans?
Yes.
I swear to God, that's like, you know, when you rub two pieces of rocks together, it makes like sparks. It's the same equivalent. Denim on denim.
Oh my God. It just reminds me of your youth. When you used to fucking bump and grind. And you, dude, currently priest. Right now, if I bump and grind my girlfriend a little too long, I'm like, I have to stop. I literally will come in my khakis.
Really?
Yes.
See, the best thing about having a dead dad is you think about that and you don't come.
Do you have a dead dad?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, roll the clip.
Roll the clip, sir.
Just cuts to him. Hey, Harry, if you're watching this, you're probably dead and I'm on Sif Sox podcast right now.
What happens on the TV shows if you come too quick? Do you just
just dab up the crew?
Dang.
Yeah. You go, hey, where's the editor? And you slip him a 50. Yeah.
So every time you fuck,
every
camera? Not every time, but when you're on the reality shows, there's cameras on you.
Everywhere. There's even one on the toilet when you're taking a shit.
Really?
Yeah, in your hole.
Holy shit.
Yeah. No, just so you're not doing drugs or weird shit in there or like having weird conversations because they have to get everything, right? So like they don't know who's going to have a conversation or when it.
So how many cameras are there?
I think on the first one was like 65 cameras everywhere.
Dude, so when you're fucking, everyone knows that you're fucking on camera.
Yeah.
Wow. They should have a camera on the camera crew because they probably jerk off a lot.
Jerk off to you guys fucking. Ooh,
yeah. Did they?
It's a good show.
I
haven't heard of it, but if they do, like, let's go. I hope everyone's coming.
Holy shit.
The world would be a better place if everyone could come.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah, like there'd be no wars. Imagine if JD Vance was getting, you know.
Yeah. That's so cool, man. So everybody,
I like my visa.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
MasterCard.
Yeah, you don't want to throw rocks. So everybody on reality TV is fucking pretty much.
Well, not really. Like a lot of the people are prudes. Like, you know, not prudes.
Well, they're morals.
Probably, yeah, they have morals. They probably don't want to do what I do. But yeah, every show I've been on, I've had sex on.
And how quick after you get there are you like, all right.
After a few drinks.
First day?
Sometimes. Some of the shows, people go crazy.
Holy shit, couple Wheel of drinks. Fortune.
Who's getting fucked up?
Yeah, no. Price is right.
I think toward the handle, it was like literally the first night we started like doing shit. And then we were like, oh, this is really weird. We're all in the same room with strangers and I'm about to have sex with a person. And then we didn't. We're like, okay, cool. Like, let's just wait till night two. And then they dropped the rules. And I was like.
Yeah, but you fucked in a cemetery before. You're like, this is weird.
Wow. So
yeah, everyone's alive.
I fucked in front of a priest.
Yeah.
I've got a question. Is there any time when like you don't want to have sex with the girl, but like you know that it'll be a good TV?
Oh, good question.
Your experience, you kind of know like in the edit, like what would be good. Do you play it up a little bit?
Yeah, you have to. The sex stuff, like you can't, like if someone wants to have sex, of course I'm going to have to do it.
Yeah. You like give her 20 bucks. You're like, hilarious. Please moan really loud.
You have to.
Make me look good.
Yeah. I'm like, please get a condom on so you like last longer. Like,
yeah.
Like, play it out.
Make me look great.
Yeah. But no, like there's, yeah, I don't know. You definitely play it up. Like the sex thing, like when it happens, you kind of just have to like take the bull by the horns and put it in, you know?
And put it in where?
Consensually.
Oh. Question. Have you been on a show, and I'm sorry for not knowing this, have you been on a show where you slept with a chick and then like the next night she like banged your homie?
Not yet. No, but that could happen.
That is just Los Angeles.
It's literally going on.
That's your boy who just called, probably doing that tonight.
We've done that.
Really? Yeah, but you guys are friends.
We weren't friends before.
Whatever. Is that how you guys became friends?
Yeah.
That happens a lot with women. It's like when two girls find out that they're being slept with by the same guy.
Yeah.
Then they DM each other like, hey, girl, don't want to be that person, but, you know.
I have chlamydia. You have it too.
I'm banging this guy, and I think you guys. And then they like bond over that and become friends.
We're best friends.
I don't know if a guy's ever done that, but it sounds like they have.
Yeah, he just like walked up to me. He's like, yo, let's squash this, whatever it is. And I'm like, hell yeah. It's my boy.
Love that. So you had beef prior?
No, we just
you found out.
We knew that they were like
same.
I had sex with his girlfriend.
You had sex with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
While they were dating.
I don't know.
Mm.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right. We love Let's Dalton. Do us.
It does it.
Yeah. That's so funny. After all these stories, I'm thinking
that he left on purpose.
See, Dom, he's like, did you fuck my girlfriend? You're like, dude, my dad's dead. He's like, come here, man. Yeah. You need a hug.
This is the type of guy he is. He'd be like, it's all good. Like, it isn't.
Are you guys still friends with that girl?
No.
Oh, so she's available?
No. Yeah. I think she's now. Yeah. No, we're in a good spot, me and her.
Hell yeah.
Her
I was kidding.
I'm in a good spot.
Oh, no.
I don't think.
Well, we'll not get into it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, this is a sock talk from
Braxton.
Do you
have two questions, then we'll get
wrap
you
it up.
Yeah.
Something you've never done. Go ahead.
This is a sock talk from Braxton. He says, about to have my first threesome this week. Any tips?
How do you plan a threesome?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Damn. Yeah, me and my boys.
You and Dom? You and Dom definitely have.
No, we have never planned it, though. Me and Dom have not had a threesome.
Had or had?
Now, I feel like you have.
But me and all my other boys.
But what about a twosome, you two?
Yeah. In a cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah. With dad's ashes. Yeah. Pouring on his back.
That's crazy. Crazy. I feel like
you're an angel with your dad's ashes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like LeBron before a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Goodbye, dad.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I think threesomes are pretty spontaneous, which is what makes it fun. It's you're like, wow, this chick's into me. Yeah, there's other chicks into me.
There's still pussy.
And who's this dude? And then you see Ashton Hall sprinting at you full speed.
Yeah, pull it up.
So he, so he has a threesome planned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any tips? Don't come fast. Here's the thing, dude. I honestly think there's some like numbing wipes. I would numb wipe your cock before going in there.
I don't
so
like
you can
those.
Last. So you can last a
dude,
little bit.
There's Hims pills. Have you heard of these?
Mm-hmm.
My boy got me on them. They get you bricked up like crazy, but you can't come.
Well, that sounds horrible.
Well, you can come,
but like, you just said that you couldn't come.
But it's easier to not.
It's easy. Right.
You can lock in.
Lock in.
It's like Adderall mixed with Blue Chew. Maybe I don't know. I've never taken it.
Yeah, no, it's unreal. You can do it. So check out Hims. You have to get.
Do you have a promo code or something?
Yeah,
just promo code Dead Dad. I don't.
Yeah. Type in Harry at Hims.com.
Yeah, hell yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah, try that one. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh,
you gotta get two women off.
Also, I have another bit of advice. Because every single one of my threesomes, everyone always cried.
What?
Try to give them equal amount of attention or someone's going to cry.
Yeah, do like musical chairs. Like go back and forth.
Yeah, like for
speed
real.
Dating. 30 seconds,
like
30
count.
Seconds.
Yeah, you have to literally
not
count.
Out loud, but in your
one,
head.
One, two, three, four.
One that's not as prominent, like make out with the other girl.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like there's always stimulation going
equal
on.
Equal distribution of emotion.
Yeah.
Because if not, someone's going to cry. How many times do I have to say that?
I'll cry.
Yeah, I had a threesome once, and afterwards, one of the girls went home, the other girl stayed, and I was like, yeah, I feel like the other girl probably went home kind of pissed.
Yeah, probably.
Or maybe she was like, ugh.
I haven't they had one threesome with two girls?
Really?
It's like eight of them with my friends.
two guys?
Gay?
Wait, hold on. Was there women involved?
Sir, eight times? After the third time, yes.
Bro, you're fucking Benny Blue over here. Wait, yeah. so just you and a homie and then a chick?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, like.
Is it weird?
And then the chick left.
No. She went to like, water for a night?
Yeah.
Is it weird getting hard? I've never had a threesome with another man in it.
Me neither.
Really?
Is it hard to get hard?
It's just like, you're not looking.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, but what are you looking at when. you're gonna peep game. You're gonna look over your. You're gonna look at somebody else's paper if the teacher's taking you telling you to take a test.
Holy fuck! That moment of realization was fucking awesome.
Yeah, now you have a little look like, oh shit.
Oh my god.
God damn, brother. What are you doing?
Oh, have you had a threesome with one of your friends and he had like a gigantic cock and you're like, come on, bro.
Nah.
Oh, you really? Outshine them? I would pick my smallest friends if I did.
No, I would too. I would pick like him.
I don't even remember. Like whether it was like high school and shit. It's just like, you know, we're all doing it. And it's just like fun. Like you're just like laughing, like, yeah, bro. Like,
oh so what position do you go in so you don't touch the other guy's cock?
Well, it's like Eiffel Tower. In the mouth and the
then you guys are making eye contact?
Yeah, you guys kissing or no?
Yeah, playing with his balls.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's your prostate.
Good. You got cancer? That's good.
My dad's got it.
That's your prostate. Holy shit.
That's awesome.
I'll wear sunglasses in it.
Anyway, what's the
poker
next
face?
Sunglasses?
Oh, yeah. What is the next one?
I would gouge my eyes out.
Nah, it's just weird because whatever.
But yeah,
it's probably fun. And then afterwards, you're like, yeah.
No, because there was one time, like, actually two of the times, like in the middle of a party and shit. It's just like, what are we doing, bro? Like, what are we doing? And then the girl was like,
that sounds like how a porn starts. What are we doing, bro? Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here, step bro.
Yeah, let's go find a washing machine.
Do you ever go to places that there's like enough women for everyone? I feel like you keep going to places where there's always enough women for people.
No, these definitely were, like, definitely for sure. But it was just like, I don't know. Like, there's one time, the first time, it was like this girl was hooking up with me and my boy. I'm like, let's just all just do it together in this movie theater.
More efficient. Whoa, movie theater.
Yeah.
You know, threesome in a movie theater?
Oh, it was my friend. There's this place called the Pink Palace. And it was a movie theater.
You ever seen the movie Challengers?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to watch it.
There's a scene where there are two guys wanting to fuck Zendaya. And Zendaya does this thing where they're kissing. What?
Sorry.
Were you inviting me to fuck Zendaya? Yeah. Where there's a scene where they're like all kissing. Yeah. And then she moves her head away. And then the guys start making out.
Yeah, see,
have you done that?
Not yet.
If you have, explained step by step.
No, not yet. Nah.
I told you about this when there's a guy on the flight watching that movie. And he kept fast forwarding through the scenes of the two dudes. And then when Zendaya was on screen, he'd watch it. There's an old man on a flight. And he was in the front of the plane. And anytime it was just the two dudes, he'd fast forward. Then Zendaya would pop up and he would just watch old guy. It's awesome.
That's
so funny.
I love that guy.
Pull it up.
All right, anonymous submission.
Last one.
Would it be a red flag if someone in their early 20s has never dated anyone?
In LA, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit, unless the person is like looking for like the one.
Or maybe like they're in prison or something.
Yeah, if you're in prison, yeah,
you'd probably date somebody though.
If I was in prison, I'd date the noodles. I wouldn't give a fuck. What?
Yeah, I'd sit on a fucking broomstick.
Yeah, anything.
Let me see that shank. Yeah. It's interesting. Early 20s. Yeah. Early 20s, never dated.
I don't know.
I would have some questions, but like no situationships, no like kind of hookups on and off.
Yeah.
I mean, like down.
Yeah.
If it was like no sex and no dating, that's a little odd. But if it was just like we'd like randomly hook up, whatever, but I never like had a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I think that's fine.
Yeah. I feel like you.
But if like no girlfriend, no boyfriend, and no sex, there might be.
Yeah, go to Brazil. You can learn about yourself.
Oh, right.
Yeah, go travel. Figure it out.
Like,
yeah,
Red light district. Figure it out.
Yeah, go to Amsterdam.
Knock on a door. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you have to date people and like figure out what you like and what you don't like. Just try everyone. Explore all the fruits.
Yeah. Fuck your boy. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah, look at his eyes when you come.
Right,
yeah.
There you go. It's the only way he can come.
Yeah, think about your dead dad.
That's beautiful.
Works every time.
You see your dad and your boy's reflection of his eyes. Just Harry.
Hey, Papa.
That's where we draw the line.
Papa. Papa.
Did you call him dad or Papa?
Big Kahuna.
You called him Big Kahuna?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did he surf?
No. No, he used to. Yeah, he had afro.
Big Kahuna's awesome.
Yeah, he had an afro?
Yeah, he doesn't surf anymore.
Cool as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well
he surfs clouds.
We're going to say the same joke.
Yeah, you sure he's up there?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Nah, he's definitely somewhere.
He's definitely somewhere, yeah.
Well, we can't end on that note.
We could.
We also could just insert Sarah McLachlan song right now. This one's a...
So it plays in the
end. It'll hear.
Should have done that when Dad was dying.
Yeah.
Dad.
Great way to end the show.
Hey, guys.
Great way.
Harry Jowsey. Check him out on everything. Jowsey. Go buy his new product dropping on April 1st.
Yeah.
And where can they get it? WWE.
Yeah, what WWE. Logan Paul.
I have CTE. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, nah, www.geekpass.com. And yeah, check us out. Love you guys. Woo. Dead.
That's it, guys. Thank you so much. We learned a lot. Ups and downs, lefts and rights. Comes to Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blossom on a tour. We love you guys. Got a big old dick. Yeah. Bye.